I'm Dave. I'm an alcoholic. Not a big public speaker, but I'll give it a shot. I guess I'll tell you all a little about myself to start out. I was doing what I was doing, drinking and drugging, for a very long time, even though I'm still very young, about 20 years, and been to jail more times than I'd like to talk about, been institutionalized also more times than I'd like to talk about, but it took me almost dying to end up here and sitting in a hospital bed by myself to make the somewhat conscious decision that I wanted to change my ways. So here I am. I'm changing my ways. I've got a million reasons, just like anyone else, why I would drink and do the things I would do. You know, broken home, whatever, just a lot of things, just like anyone else. And, you know, really I was just temporarily easing that pain and ultimately making it worse. But again, I'm here now, and, you know, I can easily remember my first meeting. You know, I thought I was alone, no one's going to get me here. And, you know, I soon found out that there were a lot of people who had very similar, if not the same, experiences. And that's comforting. That's comforting to me. I started, you know, getting a sponsor, working the steps, and finding a new comfort and a new peace that I've never known. I know it's a long journey still, but I plan on working hard and getting through that journey to enjoy a real life. Sorry if I say too much. I'm going to try to hold out 15 minutes for y'all before the old brain shuts off. Done some irreparable damage. So, you know, there's a lot of things, if they come to mind, I can think of that, you know, I enjoy about AA. You know, the camaraderie, meeting new people, finding out that people can get together and enjoy life sober. You know, that's amazing to me, but it's true. It's very true. So, you know, through that camaraderie and looking ahead to the future, I keep coming back to meetings and living life. Wow, that's a quiet silence. Drawing a blank. You ever feel like you're in your underwear? What's that? Okay. So, but anyway, you know, through drinking and drugging, one thing I can say is when I started out, it's interesting. I realized this recently. When I was 16 and 17, I made more money than I've ever made nowadays. My cars have gotten older and trashier. I keep them running, though. But, you know, all these things that happened in my life never threw up a red flag, or, you know, being institutionalized, being in jail, wrecking cars, more cars than I could ever pay off. And everybody gets here in their own way. I understand that. But for me and a lot of people I've talked to, it unfortunately took me almost dying. And, you know, you start to think about more than yourself. That's what got me where I was. I had a friend of mine recently say to me, who I actually ran into in my first meeting, who I've known all my life, haven't seen him in 10 years, and he told me, no matter who he can think of from back in the day when we used to hang out, no one could say a bad word about me. And that's because I was a fake. I did what I had to do to get what I wanted, And it just now, all of a sudden, 20 years later, dawns on me that that's no way to live your life. So I'm here now, and still going through a lot. Like, I'm fairly new, but thoroughly enjoying a newfound group of people who, it doesn't matter where you come from, what you look like, what you've done in your life, they accept you. You know, doing things I'd never done before, having a routine I stick to. I've always had a relationship with my higher power, but didn't really get it. You know, I never prayed in the morning, prayed at night. And it gets me through the day. It gets me through the day, that and picking up a phone, calling people, coming to meetings. You know, like I said, things are a little rough for me right now, but it gets better every day. That's how I take it, day at a time. Can't help but do that. Like I said, not a big public speaker, but I definitely feel like I can get up in front of all you fine folks and talk, because, you know, if just one person takes one thing from what I have to say, then it's a good thing. That's another thing I never thought about doing before, was helping other people. I always took and stole and helped myself. So, just want to say that it's good to be here. You know, nervous and heart racing or not, it's good to be here. And you know, maybe coming up here and talking, which throughout my journey so far, with changing and this newfound experience, different things have been happening at different times, and when I look back on it, it all has just kind of fallen into place, like it's meant to happen. And you know, this will get me over a hurdle, like I said, in my life right now, which is speaking up, telling people about myself, which is no better way to do it. I'm definitely, I guess I could say, enthusiastic to be here and to find this new found life. And if I repeat myself again, sorry, irreparable damage. I'm hanging in there. Running short on 15 minutes. Okay. That's another thing that's new to me, is getting up in front of people you know or strangers and spilling your guts. And just realizing the other people I've hurt throughout my life, and being able to do something about that. You know, it's a God-given blessing, and not to be taken lightly, as far as I'm concerned. You know, just people have been great, and it amazes me. You know, I'm rambling on up here, and y'all are sitting on my every word, and that's amazing. That's amazing, because the acceptance is just great. I've never met such a good group of people, and most of all, I want to say thank you for those people being there for me and just meeting me and giving me their number and saying call anytime. You know, where else are you going to find that? I've run in all kinds of groups of people, and if they don't want to talk to you, they don't answer the phone. On that note, I think I'll retire. But thank you all very much for listening.